thankful to be here tonight. I appreciate God's goodness. It's good to see everybody here, some from the church, and I appreciate you coming. Appreciate all these preachers. I really do. You know, it's a place in the Bible where it was told that obedience is better than sacrifice. And I just want to be obedient tonight. Don't want to disappoint nobody or nothing else, but I just feel like I'm supposed to read something. And I'm just going, you may say, what in the world? I'm just going to read what God laid on my heart, and we're going to turn it back over to Brother Jeff. That's just what I feel like I'm supposed to do. You know, I don't mean to be critical, but I'm on mind the Lord. I'm not going to try when it ain't my, I feel like it ain't my lot. I'm not going to try because I'm going to get in somebody else. Something that God's got in mind way. I feel like it. And I'm just going to read this. And you pray. I even thought, you know, you may say, well, he ain't. I know what some people might think. Well, he ain't got. I got several thoughts, Brother Randy. I got Randy to help me look one up, but it's just not expedient for me. But I want to read this. In St. Luke. Now, unless God changes something right here. I do want to leave that open. I'm willing, Brother Sammy. I want him to know. Chapter 22. I just want to read this, and I'm not trying to take it out of context. You know what it's talking about here, but it's just a question I want to put to you right here tonight. Verse 35, it says, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse or scrip and shoes, lack ye anything? And they said, nothing. I just want to say, what are you lacking tonight? What are you lacking? And lacking. I mean, if you look it up, it's like deprived of. Missing. I looked them up. Y'all ever like to look words up and just see what old Webster said? It says, what are we deprived of? What are we missing? Brother Jeff, I've heard ever since I've been in church, you know, well, it just ain't like it used to be. Y'all ever hear that? It just don't get moving like it used to. You know, and I've heard preachers say, well, if the church would just get where they ought to be, boy, we'd see more happen. And then the churches would say, boy, if that pastor, or if we had a different one, we'd see. But I want to tell you something. It takes every one of God's people getting everything they need to get the church rolling like it. God ain't changed, Brother Sam. God wants to save like he did in days of old. He wants to do, he's still the same God. He ain't got old and got weak. He ain't got old like some of us and just lost a bunch of strength. I mean, I can tell a lot of you guys say he ain't old. I'm just 54, but boy, I can tell it. I can tell it. But that ain't God. But I just want to ask you, what are you lacking? He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened up. When there's a shall in the Bible, you can count. That's the fact. That's better than a fact. That's a promise from God. But I think we get content in our lacking. And I'm saying we. I ain't just. We get satisfied with our lacking. We'll just get a little bit of slack, and I ain't trying to get on nobody. I'm talking about all of us. We'll get satisfied. I mean, it's kind of like my old truck. I didn't drive it. It's got a headlight out this week. But I thought about, you know, it'll get it to missing a little bit. But it'll slowly get, it don't just happen all like that. It'll just get, and I'm glad I didn't promise I wasn't going to preach, but I desire you to pray for me. But it'll get to running a little rougher. It just don't run like it did when it was brand new. But it's not that noticeable. If you have a flat or the transmission goes out, you're going to notice it. But if it just starts wearing tear, you don't notice it that much, do you? And I just wonder, but boy, when I got it tuned up, I thought, man, this thing got some power again. You know, everything was there, Brother Sammy. The same truck, thank you, Lord. The same truck that I bought brand new. Everything was there. It just needed. Glory to God tonight. It just needed, Brother Jeff, for me to carry. Thank you, Lord, to take a trip back to the manufacturer and let him take a look at it. And I'm satisfied. We got everything in us, Brother Mike, that we had the day we got saved. We just need to take a trip back to the manufacturer. Glory to God. If your life's messed up, if things ain't going right, I want to tell you, the instruction book is there for the reading. Amen. If things ain't, if you ain't as happy about salvation as you was when you come up out of the altar, and boy, I kind of satisfied Brother Mallory is, ain't he? I sure enjoyed that testimony. Amen. But don't we? We'll get to flying a little lower than what God wants us to, and we don't even notice it. It'll creep up on us, won't it? Brother Steve, I'm preaching to myself. It may not be to none of y'all, but it happens to me. Amen. It'll creep up on me. And before I know it, I'm just poking along, barely accomplishing anything. What's so bad, though? I ain't concerned enough about it to do something about it. We'll get... I'm done. I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Jeff. But I just want you to be honest with yourself. What are you lacking? What are you lacking? Do you love like you did when you got saved? Amen. Do you care about those that's going to hell like you did when you got saved? Are you as enthused to go tell somebody what Jesus done for you as you was when you got saved? Brother Steve, when I come up out of the woods, and you've heard it, and I love to hear y'all, but would you hear mine one more time? I got out there, Brother Mike, on a Friday's all I know, and I got down in them pine straw, and I don't know what I said, and I have no idea exactly what all was taking place right then. But I tell you what, when I come up from there, this world knew there's a difference. I first, you know who I wanted to tell, Brother Sammy? I wanted to go down a little old path, and you know where I've always lived, and my parents, he knowed them. I wanted to walk down just as fast as I could, and I seen my mother coming out the door, and she got like about from here to that wall, and I was 28 years old. Brother Steve, I said, Mama, you know what happened. She goes, I sure do. You got saved. I wanted to tell it, but is that enthusiasm still there? Do you want to tell folks what the Lord has changed and turned your whole life around? Amen. If he ain't turned you around, you need your lacking. I'll just put it like that. Amen. Amen. Brother Steve, I still love him. I still love him. But boy, sometimes I get satisfied running a little rough. Amen. You know what we'll do, Brother Randy? I'm talking about me too. We'll get to running rough, and then we'll try everything else, Brother Jerry. Amen. I mean, we will. We'll try our friend's advice. And if it's good counsel, that's great. But sometimes, Brother Sammy, we'll hook. Maybe even somebody may take a peek at a horoscope. Amen. We'll be more interested in what Dr. Phil says than what thus saith the Lord. We'll get more concerned about what Oprah thinks about things than we will get about what
what God knows about things. Amen. And you know what? You know, it don't help a bit. I'm going to tell you how silly that is for a Christian or for a lost person too, but they're just still blind and don't know it yet. That would have been about as silly as me carrying my Chevrolet truck over to the Volkswagen place and said, check it out. Doc, there's something wrong. Amen. Because that ain't the manufacturer of that vehicle. We're wonderfully and gloriously made. Thank God. God created us. And we're nothing more than I tell you what somebody said, what it takes to chemically make up a body. I think I heard them say about $4. Amen. We need God. That's what makes us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What are you lacking tonight? And is it important enough to do something about it?